What happens when the bright lights of fame dim too quickly? When the voice of a generation is silenced? Today, we explore the tragic passing of Liam Payne, a young star who captivated millions but also became a symbol of the darker side of the music industry. Has the very system that celebrated him failed him? Liam Payne, once a beacon of hope and talent in the world of pop, has left us in shock. But as we mourn his loss, we must also ask, what led us here? In an industry that glorifies youth and beauty, are we ignoring the mental and emotional toll it takes on these young artists? Let's rewind the clock. In 2010, a young Liam Payne stood on stage, a member of the sensation that was One Direction. With his boyish charm and incredible voice, he became an instant favorite. Hits like What Makes You Beautiful and Story of My Life catapulted him and his bandmates into global superstardom. But with fame comes pressure. The relentless schedule, the scrutiny of fans, the expectation to always be on, a constant performance in front of the world. And as the years passed, whispers began to emerge. Behind the glamour, the bright lights, and the catchy hooks was a dark reality. Did anyone truly see the struggles these young stars faced? As One Direction's reign came to an end, so did the carefree days of youth for Liam. He faced an avalanche of pressure as he transitioned to a solo career. Critics and fans alike were unforgiving. Would he be as successful on his own? The weight of expectation was suffocating. But the breaking point wasn't just professional. Behind closed doors, Liam battled with his mental health. Reports surfaced of anxiety, depression, and substance abuse, issues that had long plagued many artists before him. Yet, in an industry that thrives on appearances, speaking out about these struggles often feels impossible. And then came the day that shook the world. News of Liam Payne's death spread like wildfire. Fans were devastated. But amid the heartbreak, a critical question emerged. How many more artists must suffer before the music industry takes action? Has it truly failed its brightest stars? This isn't just about Liam. It's a pattern. Too many young talents have been lost to the pressures of fame. From Kurt Cobain to Amy Winehouse, we see a tragic history repeating itself. So, we must ask ourselves, what changes need to happen? As we search for answers, an unexpected twist arises. Just days before his passing, Liam had begun speaking out about the importance of mental health in the industry. He was set to launch a campaign aimed at helping young artists find support and resources. In a moving Instagram post, he wrote, "It's okay to not be okay. We need to talk about our struggles, not hide them behind smiles and success." Could his tragic fate have been different if his message had reached more ears? Or is it too late for that? Liam Payne's legacy is now intertwined with a vital conversation about the pressures of fame, mental health, and the music industry's responsibility to its stars. As we reflect on his journey, we want to hear from you. What do you think? Has the music industry failed young pop stars like Liam? What can we do to prevent another tragedy? Share your thoughts and theories in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. Together, we can ensure that their voices are never silenced again. Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and take care of each other.